Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt Wildcats boys track team is gearing up for another season on Monday when they head to the Dickinson Relays at the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls. I sat down with Wickett to discuss last season and the upcoming 2025 campaign.
A contender in most of the meets that we were at. I think we got third in the conference. They're a good group. We had some good leaders in the senior class. And then the junior class was really heavy with a lot of the guys we'll be counting on this year as seniors. But overall, really good class, and I expect kind of big things from these guys as seniors now.
What is the makeup this year? How many guys are coming out for track and field this year in 2025?
Well, I think right now we're sitting at 47 guys. A couple of good things. We have quite a few seniors. We have 13 seniors, 13 juniors. The smallest class is the sophomores with five guys. But then a really good thing I like to see is we've got 16 freshmen out, which is bodes well for the future. You don't ever want to get small classes together, but those freshmen they're good athletes in that class. I got to coach most of those guys in football this last fall, and they're athletic and good kids. And so some of those guys will factor into some things too. So overall, I think this may be possibly the most kids I had out for track ever. 47 is a huge number for us. Usually we're in the 30s, low 30s, but 47 guys is a good thing, a good problem to have.
Do you have a gauge of what the other teams are bringing in the conference? Where you think this Humboldt boys track and field team is going to rate this year in this 2025 season?
You try to judge where they're at. Algona and Clear Lake will be probably the top two favorites to contend. We'll be in the neighborhood somewhere. Our problem is depth in the distance. We don't have a lot of real experienced distance guys coming back. A lot of the teams that we'll be contending with will, and it's tough to absorb those 16 points that like Algona will score in the distance races. We'll be in at least competitive in events. Our strengths will be in the middle distance, the fours and eights, and then we'll have some field event guys, high jumpers, long jumpers, things like that coming back, and so we'll score our share of points. It's going to be tough to knock off Algona, who's always super deep, and Clear Lake has been up lately. They've had sprinters coming out their ears lately, but if our sprinters make the gains that I think they did in the last year, or I know our middle distance guys will be there, and then if we can find a couple of 1600 to 3200 kids, we'll be around.
Are there any newcomers that have kind of caught your eye that might be making a splash here in this 2025 season?
Well, this has been our first week of practice, so if we ever get to have practice, I'm looking for them, but we've had 2 days of practice to get ready so far this week with all the snow. And it's tough to tell too much from just practice, but you know, guys I've had my eye on, younger guys, for the last few years, and in football, a lot of them I get to see them. Griffin Grote, he'll figure into some events, maybe some hurdle events as a sprinter. His brother Keegan's a senior this year, and so I've known Griffin, had my eye on him since he was in middle school. He's a good one. Luke DeWinter really came on in the 400 hurdles last year, looked really good. Cash McIntyre, he looked darn fast on the football field at times last year. He'll figure in the sprints, and if I could talk him into getting over the hurdles again, he'll be tough there. We did get, it's a surprise kind of addition. We didn't have him last year, but Valley Davis is out this year, and if you can judge by football, he's athletic as all get out, and looks pretty good early here, so he'll be helping us in some places that we need it. Obviously, the Flaherty boys, and they were out last year and had a great good year of track. We're state qualifiers. Just, it's hard telling with some of those younger guys. I mean, you can kind of look at their speed in football and body type. Dane Clark has hurdler written all over him. He's pretty quick, too. He'll figure in some things. And then Braden Dahl, he was a running back last year for the freshman, and he'd break 60 to 80 yarders almost every game, and so he's tough to catch, so he'll figure in some things too. But we've got a lot of them, so somebody will show up and contribute for sure.
Among the returners, where are a lot of your seniors, your juniors going to be fitting in this year?
Yeah, this senior class, this has been the class that has really carried us for the last 2-3 years. We're tough in the middle distance with those guys. You know, you got to mention right up top Mason Van Pelt. He's 800 guy, that's a sub 2 minute 800 guy. He ran right out of the chute on our medley at Iowa State Indoor last year, a 159, and that's insane for that time of year. He's a state qualifier. He'll be good. I know he's got high goals for what he wants to do in the year, and we got to get a medal for him down at state in some way. We've got Elliot Carlson's a heck of a long jumper. He's a 23-foot long jumper. Those guys don't just grow on trees, and he's been doing that for a while, so he's got big goals, you know, at the state level too. Tyler Carlson's a state qualifier high jumper. He's really going to make some good gains this year, I think, too. Jackson Dodd, hurdles, sprints, middle distance. He can almost do it all for for you, and he'll be back doing a lot of good stuff for us. Keegan Grote, another one, sprinter, hurdler, multiple-year state qualifier. Obviously, he's coming back too. Cohen Madsen's a multi-year state qualifier in the hurdle events. Peyton Peterson will be back with some of our sprints. So these are all guys that have got a lot of experience, and it's a class that, honestly, they were seniors in football, and one of the main reasons I came back to coach football was this group of guys were going to be seniors. I love this group of seniors. They're as good as they come, and they're fun to coach, and that should carry over from track, from football, and basketball, and everything else that they do. I'm looking forward to that. Younger guys, you know, we've got for juniors. Juniors do have a few distance guys in it that are going to have to really step up and contribute this year. Graham Bach and Carson Chambers, they'll definitely contribute. Cale Donahue is much, much faster than you would think he is. He really showed it out on the football field this last year, and he's going to work some sprints, and he's even gotten strong enough. He wants to try to throw the shot put a little bit, along with Jack Guy, who's crazy strong, and he'll be our shot putter this year. Left out our discus thrower, Isaiah Busick. He is really coming along. Had a great year in football, and he's a great baseball player too, and we expect some good things out of the discus from him this year too as a senior. But junior wise, obviously the Flaherty boys, they're going to be good middle distance fours and eights, and even down to some twos and ones maybe with those guys. They're fast guys, you know, so they're kind of a Swiss Army knife a little bit that I can put in anywhere I need to have them run. They'll do it. You know, Zane McIntyre, we got him out this year. He's I see him in the football practices. He's obviously fast, going to be a good runner for us. I don't know where he'll fit in yet. He hasn't been out yet, but I remember him from middle school, and he's a quick kid, so he'll obviously figure some in some races for us. And then I think I mentioned some of those sophomores before, but I really like how it's shaping up. We've got some depth and some things, and people have their eye on them, and got to mention us among the contenders, I think. A couple of kids I also want to mention are kind of a couple of dark horses that at the end of last year were really coming on and doing some nice things. Owen Hyder really got to running some good 400s for us, and so we can always use those guys. He's a senior that will fit in some places for us. And then Justin Ash, if we're talking about distance, he ran some good 1600s for us last year. We found him kind of late last year, but he's competitive in those, and I think he'll place. And if he can do some things I think he can do, he could be the guy that we're looking for in some of those distance races. Had a good cross-country year. We'll see how they all work out, but we definitely have some bodies to throw at people.
Track and field season coming up here shortly, as you've got the Dickinson Relays coming up at the Uni Dome on Monday. Who's heading down there, and what's the message to the guys going into that first one?
We want to get some competition early. The Dickinson Relays in the Iowa State Indoor coming at really fast. I mean, we try to hold our guys off till basketball and wrestling are pretty much finished, and so this past week we started to get the guys running a little bit. Has been a typical, I guess, first week of track. You can usually count on about 3 snow days and a nasty blizzard right the beginning of track practice, but we don't have much training behind us, and so we're gonna have to use those meets as training. But first we'll have Carlson long jumping. He really has come along, and I think we'll contend for a state medal this year. He's a good long jumper, maybe one of the best I've ever had. He has some high goals too. You know, he was up around 23 feet. He can go at 24 feet if he really gets in a rhythm, and that's state champion level for a high school jumper. So, you know, if he does things at the right time and we keep him healthy, he's going to do some nice things this year. And so he's going over to long jump early, and then we're taking our 4x8 over there too. We've got, you know, Van Pelt, Dodd, and both Flaherty's will be running that thing. And that was pretty much, other than Peyton Van Pelt, the team that went down to state last year and ran really, really well by the end of the year. And if they can make big gains this year, all get down around 2 flat for their splits in the 4x8, they should be contending for a medal too. And so we're trying to find some good early competition for some of those guys. And the Dickinson Relays on Monday is really the place to be. There's some good teams coming to that thing, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, how fast we can go with minimal training on a 200 meter track for an 800. But it'll be fun to see. Those guys are excited about it, and we're going to give them a shot.
A few more guys will be heading to Iowa State on Thursday.
Yeah, actually, we're using that more for everybody. We're not running a full meet, but some of the guys that aren't going on Monday will be going on Thursday. You know, we'll run the shuttle team down there. We'll run the sprint relays and the medley and the 4x8, of course, and even we'll long jump at that one. It's strange long jumping indoors, but we'll do that with Elliot and maybe even somebody else. So we're cranking it up here for early in the season. Too early, probably. I hope we can stay healthy, but we're going to let them compete. That's what they want to do. So we'll let them do that, and we'll see what happens.
What are the expectations this year within the program?
Yeah, same thing as ever. Get the most out of the kids we can. We've got to get them trained up, and that takes a lot of work. Track is a tough sport. You know, you got to put a lot into it to get running at your peak performance, and we try to time it just right, and so everybody's hitting their best times and distances by the end of the year, and that's always the goal. You fight fight a lot of things in trying to do that. First and foremost, the weather. Recently, it just seems like it never gets nice until the middle of May in the springtime. Everybody out there knows what I'm talking about. But, you know, if the weather cooperates, it's a good season. We lose meets, it seems like, every year. We had a contingency plan where we went to the Sioux City Relays last year trying to qualify for Drake. We'll do that again. We'll try to keep everybody healthy. That's another thing. You know, you can't hit your best by the end of the year if you've got a sore hamstring or a tweaked quad. And so we're going to try to do some things that keep them healthy in their rehab and just try to get everybody hitting their stride at the right time.
Appreciate you taking some time here to join us and want to wish you best of luck for the upcoming track and field season.
Yeah, appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.